Today, on this Friday during Lent, I'd like to share with you the origins of the Stations of the Cross. It is one of the most important devotions we can do during the holy season of Lent, to meditate upon the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you know, St. Thomas Aquinas said he learned more about God's love by meditating upon the passion and the crucifixion than he did upon reading hundreds of books. So that's how important it is to meditate upon the sufferings of Christ during this Lenten season. The Stations of the Cross, as you know, commemorate the path that Christ took from Pontius Pilate's praetorium to the tomb. It's been a popular devotion in parishes, especially during the holy season of Lent. They were officially called the Via Dolorosa, the Way of Sorrow, or the Way of the Cross, by the 16th century. This devotion evolved over time. Tradition holds it was our Blessed Mother that was seen walking the Way of the Cross, daily visiting the places of our Lord's suffering, where Jesus met his mother, where he met the holy women, where Simon of Cyrene helped to carry the cross, where he fell the first time, the second time, the third time. So they say it was Our Lady who was seen making this Via Dolorosa during the years after the Lord's ascension into heaven. Other Christians began to follow and to commemorate these places as well. After the legalization of Christianity in the year 315 by Constantine, the pathway was marked by important stations. Saint Jerome, who died in the year 420, lived in Bethlehem during the latter part of his life. In his writings, he attests that there were crowds of pilgrims from various countries that would visit the holy places of Bethlehem, Nazareth, Jerusalem, and make the Way of the Cross. In the 1300s, 1342, the Franciscans were appointed as the guardians of the shrines of the Holy Land, and the faithful would be given indulgences or blessings by making the Way of the Cross. An English pilgrim in the year 1458, William Way, was the one who sort of created the word the stations. The word station from the Latin means a stopping place, like a bus station, a train station. So a statio is a place where you wait or pause. So he invented the term the Stations of the Cross. Well, then the Muslim Turks began to block access to the Holy Land when they came up from Africa and took over a great part of that area. And so, because most Christians could not get to the Holy Land, the Church allowed replicas of the Stations of the Cross, and the most famous ones in the 15th century were created in Cordova, in Nuremberg, in Louvain, the island of Rhodes, Antwerp, and many other famous cities of Europe. In fact, we have historical evidence that the Muslims forbade anyone, quote, to make any halt or to pay veneration to the stations with uncovered head, nor to make any other demonstration. So this basically suppressed devotion to the stations in the Holy Land. It was too dangerous. They weren't allowed to do that. And yet devotion to the stations continued to grow throughout Europe. Eventually, in the 17th century, the Franciscans were granted permission to establish Stations of the Cross in every one of their Franciscan churches throughout the world. And then 5 years later, Pope Clement XII allowed stations to be put into every Catholic church. And then, as time went by, the Pope, Pope Benedict XIV, he encouraged every church to have the 14 Stations of the Cross. Over time, it was sort of from, let's say, 10 stations to 12 stations. It was decided that 14 would be the number of stations officially adopted by the Church. And the one thing that every station have to have is a cross. It would have usually an image or a picture of the station, but every station must have a cross in order for it to carry with it the full blessings and indulgences of the Church. Many saints began to popularize the devotion, especially Franciscan saints. One saint, Saint Leonard of Casanova, in the 18th century, set up 600 sets of stations throughout Italy. Later on, even more recently, Pope Paul VI wrote a beautiful Stations of the Cross. John Paul II 2nd also wrote a version of the Stations of the Cross. The most famous one is Alphonsus Liguori. That's the one we use every Friday night during Lent. So this is such a wonderful way to meditate upon the passion and death of Christ, to accompany Our Lady in making the way of the cross, to just see how much God loves us, that He was willing to suffer so much at the hands of evil men, and how Christ experienced so much pain and suffering for our salvation. When we meditate upon the Stations of the Cross, yes, we think with our mind, but we should also take it into our heart to allow the sufferings of Christ to enter into our heart, to fill us with God's love for us. And by doing this, we can also increase our love for God.